170 Alaska Air National Guard troops are getting ready to deploy to Afghanistan. Rex Gray is a parent of one of those citizen soldiers. His son, Ben, is heading off on his first deployment. In this commentary, Rex reflects on what the experience means to him.
He's leaving for Afghanistan, heading to a forward operating base, to fly a Pave Hawk, a Black Hawk helicopter modified to rescue downed airmen, Marines in tight spots, and who knows what else. He loves to fly. His first airplane ride was in a Grumman Widgeon to Inukuk Lake in the Brooks Range. He was 6 months old. Sitting on his mother's lap, he tried to wrap his little fingers around the control yoke. After landing, he burped up his milk, but was still all smiles. That was 29 years ago. He spent a lot of his growing up time in little airplanes sitting beside me. Old enough to hold the control wheel, he would keep the wings level, or sometimes just look out the window. It was no surprise when he turned 15 he wanted to learn to fly. Flying in Alaska is wonderful but risky. Some of my pilot friends have died. If he was going to be a pilot, I wanted to make sure he could recognize and deal with the risk. He is my son. I would be his flight instructor. I wanted to make sure he knew everything he needed to know to give him the best odds of surviving. We did spins, practice landings in big crosswinds, flew in bad weather, intentionally. Sure, we had the traditional father-teenage-son conflicts, but he learned, and before I knew it, he was 17 and a private pilot. I'll be fine, he said. I checked the weather. I watched him fly up the Matanuska River Valley in that little green airplane we had spent so many hours in together. A towering thunderstorm over Sutton was trying to block the valley in his route. No worries. He's been well-trained, I told myself. Seems just like yesterday. A teenage pilot off to see another teenager living in the Wrangells. She is now his wife and is also saying goodbye. Almost 200 men and women are deploying. Most are citizen soldiers or weekend warriors. They are helicopter pilots, C-130 pilots, PJs or pararescue men, mechanics, crew chiefs, gunners, and support personnel. Their business is saving people. Last year, 104 to be exact. There are neighbors, co-workers, brothers, sisters, husbands, wives, sons and daughters, willing to do their duty, rescue people they don't know, halfway around the world in a hostile environment. They'll be gone 120 days. I taught him everything I knew about flying and risk management in that little green airplane, the Champ. I didn't teach him how to avoid enemy fire in a low-flying helicopter. He assured me the Air Force has. In 120 days, my son and all the others will return home safely. I'm looking forward to that day when we can go fly the little green airplane together again. I'm sure he'll have a lot to teach me.